T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If he's acquitted, do you believe we'll have a fair election in 2020?
I don't know. The president, based on his past performance, will do everything he can to make it not a fair election. And that is part of what gives us the urgency to proceed with this impeachment.
One way to take your eye off the ball would be to watch Meet the Press or listen to Jerry Nadler, who's trying to now convince you that if they don't impeach the president, he's going to endanger the U.S. in 2020 by getting reelected, which kind of gets down to what they're really worried about here, in my opinion. Hey, I tell you what, one thing that you probably haven't heard as much about lately, oddly enough, is the crisis at the southern border. Does that mean it's no longer a crisis? No. And I've got Dave Ray joining me right now from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They recently took a trip down there to see what's going on. Dave, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Doing great, buddy. Good to hear from you again.
Good. Yeah, it's good to have you on here. You know, I just saw where one of the holdups to authorizing the new budget that the Democrats are holding up is they want to reduce funding for ICE. They want to make sure there aren't as many beds for available for detention, but then they want to complain about the conditions in the detention areas at the southern border.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the same routine they played earlier this year when they denied that a border crisis was happening, despite the fact that there were reports that, you know, apprehensions were over, you know, 100,000 a month. And then when they finally decided to go look at and see with their own eyes what the Border Patrol had been telling them for a year, they were outraged that the detention facilities were crowded. I mean, you know, this is called conveniently sticking your head in the sand and playing ostrich. But, you know, Mark, over the last month, we've seen the dangerous Mexican Sinaloa cartel flexing its muscle not far from the U.S. border. That's why we dispatched a media team to the Arizona-Mexico border, you know, which just about a month ago was the site of a massacre of 9 Americans. And then just a couple weeks after that was a huge shootout on the other side of the Texas border where the Sinaloa cartel basically took over a town and destroyed the sheriff's station. But unfortunately, Arizona has become the new target for illegal alien apprehension and narcotics into the U.S. We went and saw the border wall in Arizona in several different places. Where the border wall is up, it is working as planned. The Border Patrol, I have yet to meet a single Border Patrol agent who has anything but positive, glowing remarks to make about the border wall. We simply need more of it. In some areas, it just suddenly stops and is connected to a barbed wire fence that a five-year-old could step over. And in one place, it was connected to a barbed wire fence by a piece of rope.
Wow.
So it was, quite an eye-opener. One thing I found incredibly interesting is that the sheriffs we spoke to who have encountered illegal aliens, obviously they're coming through these southern Arizona counties and having encounters with local residents and so on. They end up getting arrested by the sheriffs. But what they told us is that these illegal aliens are openly admitting that they are coming to the United States seeking out sanctuary cities. They know that these cities are have thrown down the welcome mat to illegal aliens, that if they get there, they're scot-free. There's no cooperation with immigration enforcement, and that it has truly incentivized illegal immigration, something that all of us need to keep in mind next time we hear that our city wants to vote to become a sanctuary city.
And particularly, Dave, if they have a criminal record, they're going to be safe. They'll go to the sanctuary city. Even if ICE has a hold on them, the local authorities won't alert ICE to certain problems. And they know that. You know, you mentioned the cartel problem. The president offered to take care of that for Mexico, and they're not interested, which just tells you who's controlling the government in Mexico largely are these drug cartels. They're funneling money to them, paying them off. I don't know what they're doing. That problem is not going to get fixed anytime soon, and you've still got people in Washington willing to look the other way.
Yeah, I don't know what the mindset is of the new Mexican government. In some ways, I mean, they've been the most helpful ever in terms of Mexican administrations, in terms of helping us to stop illegal immigration. They've really cracked down on their southern border. They have the Migrant Protection Protocol program in Mexico, whereby if people are trying to get asylum in the U.S., they have to wait in Mexico until their hearing comes up. But in terms of their handling of the cartel situation, I can't figure that one out. They cannot the Mexican military and Mexican police, frankly, are outgunned by the cartels. And but I think there's so much Mexican public opinion against allowing the United States to come in and take these cartels out. And there's also, you know, President Obrador has said that, you know, he wants to work with the cartel with hugs and kisses instead of bullets. And so let's see how far hugs and kisses get them. It doesn't look like it's doing too well, though.
No, it's not at all. Dave, I'm up against a hard break here, buddy. I appreciate having you on. FairUS.org is the website.
Great chatting with you again, yep. Mark. Let's keep in touch, buddy.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday, and great to have you on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.